can't tell you anything about the plot.
Well, okay, so contractually you can't say anything about it.
Nothing.
Okay, let's approach it this way then. If you were a fan, where would you want to see your character go?
That's, again, falls into the category of... I can say this. It's thanks to the fans that my character returned. They're the ones who campaigned heavily for Dr. Gordon to make a comeback, and they wanted to know what happened to him. And so I was discussing it with the producers, and I really felt like I wanted to return in the last one and really bookend the series. And they agreed, and they came up with a really good idea to bring him back. And, you know, when they approached me with it, I knew it was something that the fans were going to be excited about. And it answers a lot of unanswered questions that they had about him, so I think they'll be happy.
So it is definitely, definitely, definitely the last.
It's the last one.
It is absolutely... Yeah. There's nothing...
I can't see them doing anymore. I mean, we want to go out with a bang, and this is definitely the best of them all. I've seen the film. It's the most graphically violent film I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I'm surprised we got the rating that we got. Even the director told me he was surprised they gave it the rating that we got.
There was the rating for the new Ryan Gosling, Michelle Williams film that got an NC-17. What's your take on the rating system, in that something, like you were saying, you're surprised that Saw 3D got the rating that you did, where there are art films that end up with an NC-17 or...
Well, no, I can't, you know, I don't know what goes into the decision-making process of the ratings board, and I wouldn't want to try and tell them how to do their job. I'm just grateful to them at this point that they gave us the rating that allowed us to make a commercial film. You know, I'm sorry for Ryan. I hope they manage to get the rating they need. You know, look, it's not an easy job being on a ratings board by any means. It's almost a thankless job. You know, you're constantly at loggerheads with the filmmakers who want to push the envelope each time. And so, like I said, I'm just grateful they gave us the rating we got.
Now, your daughter's 3 years old.
Yes.
How old will she be when you say, okay, you can watch this up?
Probably in her 40s. I don't know.
She'll be collecting Social Security.
Yes, that might be about an appropriate age for her.
Yeah. On the commentary for the first Saw DVD, Lee was talking about the fact that there was a fan fiction of you slithering out. And I know you can't talk about the plot, but how much of that played into this? Because you said the fans were the ones who...
Well, you know, the filmmakers and the producers in particular are... very attentive to the fan response and the blogosphere and the chat rooms, obviously, as all intelligent filmmakers are today when they're dealing with sequels. And our fans are probably some of the most passionate fans ever. I mean, they pore over these films with a fine-tooth comb, and they go over every single frame and find things that you and I would probably miss. But thankfully, our producers don't. And there's one fan in particular whose name I don't know, but they actually do interview this guy because he's such an incredible student of the films that he has details that they didn't even think of. And so he impressed them enough for them to meet with him every year and hear what he has to say. That just gives you an idea of the level of passion of the fans that we have. So I'm eternally grateful to them. Really, I wouldn't be here without them.
Having done two of these films now, do you watch horror films and say, that death could have been so much more creative and here's how?
I don't think that way. I'm all of suspend disbelief. I go into pure enjoyment. This film was particularly violent. It's one of the most violent, gory, intense films I've ever seen. And I don't think the fans will be disappointed at all, especially in 3D. It's not for the faint-hearted or anyone with a heart problem. And if you're pregnant, please don't go and see this film. I really, really, really don't want you to go and see it. Okay? Just wait till you've had the kid and you can get a babysitter, then you can go.
Maybe wait until the kid has a driver's license.
Yeah. You know, just be smart. You know, it should have a warning on it. It really should. It's very, very, very graphic. So, there.
Well, on a lighter note, you were a huge fan of Tintin growing up, and now you're in the film. How did cereal shopping play into...
Oh, you heard that story.
Yeah.
Well, I was very fortunate to run across Mr. Spielberg. I kind of twisted his arm a little bit to be in the film, and I think he responded to the fact that I'm such a Tintin fan. God bless him for it, because how much this guy must be inundated with people tugging his sleeve every minute of every day. And he was so gracious about it.
It's not like you don't have a resume coming in, though.
I know,
like,
but you know what? Do you imagine how many actors just bully him all the time, just accost him everywhere he goes? The guy probably never gets a break. So I felt a little trepidatious approaching him, but then he was so sweet and gracious about it. And I'd already talked to him about it a little bit beforehand. So he knew where I was coming from, and I think he sensed that I was such a huge fan and that it meant so much to me. And honestly, the role is very small, and that's all he had left in the casting process. So I was grateful to do anything, so I said, sure.
Well, you first met him on the set of
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, with right. Robert Zemeckis directing.
Correct.
And he's also directing Yellow Submarine. First of all, what as a Beatles fan, what kind of weight do you feel, or is it just such an honor?
Well, it's both. It's a great honor and it's a great weight. Obviously, you know, one can't underestimate the Beatles fans, and one has to be respectful to them and respectful to the Beatles and their legacy. And I can't say too much about it because I'm not allowed to, except to say that I'm obviously greatly honored and greatly thrilled to be a part of it. And it's going to be an incredible film. We've got an incredible director, Bob Zemeckis, at the helm, and I can't think of a better person. He's a big Beatles fan himself, and I have some idea of how the film's going to be made, and I can tell you right now, it's going to be extraordinary.
All animated?
It's going to be all CGI, much like Avatar.
So the look of it will...
I can't tell you. I can't tell you anything. I'd love to tell you. I've even told you too much. I can get in trouble.
Okay. Well, could we talk about the research, though? Did you talk to George Harrison's widow?
I did. I have spoken to the family, and I made a trip to Liverpool myself and went up to the Cabin Club and went to see George's house and all their homes, actually. It's really beautiful. I went to the Beatles Museum, you know, the Beatles experience in Liverpool. And I thoroughly recommend it for any Beatles fan. If you really want to understand the history of these guys and where they came from and really appreciate their story is incredible, really, when you think about it. Just four lads from Liverpool taking over the world. For 20 years, they were on the front cover of every single paper. That's a phenomenal thing right there. And just what they accomplished. So, you know, as a fan, I'm thrilled. Just to study what he studied and to learn what he learned and to find how he found peace, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, he was my favorite Beatle anyway, so I'm really blessed.
Mm-hmm. Some time has passed since Princess Bride. Can you walk down the street without hearing As You Wish?
Everyone? I'm blessed in that, you know, the film has had incredible legs. It has a real longevity to it. I still get fan mail from kids. The film, you know, has crossed boundaries in terms of one generation to another, and I feel very blessed to be a part of a film that has had that impact. And you're lucky as an actor to be remembered for anything. And to be part of a film that still has an effect on people. You know, I have kids accosting me with swords in toy stores. I try and avoid the fake sword department if I can help it, because usually I get recognized there.
Well, you said you love doing historical pieces.
Yeah.
It was your favorite subject at school.
Correct.
What's one historical subject that you would love to tackle?
I'd like to tackle the First World War, I think.
Any figure particularly?
No, just I'd like to explore that. You know, it's an area I have not explored yet. I haven't done Second World War either. Well, I guess, no, I have done Uprising. I've done the Second World War a little bit. But I haven't played a British officer yet. I'd like to do that. I think that'd be fun.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.